ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me. Oh, may the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm not sure what you do, donuts or singing better, I'm not sure. But I like the singing too, amen. And no laugh. Ooh, man, look out. No laughing matter there, amen. Let me turn this down some. All right. I must tell Jesus. That's. Y'all open the Bible. It's the 2 Corinthians 12. Will I adjust this real quick? Y'all hear me now? In the back? Is it still on? Okay. No? Nobody. You just can't please everybody. Anyway. All right. How about now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There we go. 2 Corinthians 12. I must tell Jesus. That leads right into the message tonight. That's perfect. Perfect timing. Thank you, trio. What do y'all call yourselves? Trinity Trio. The trio of grace, God's grace manifested. No, I don't know. Anyway, that was a blessing. Yes, it was. And that's just the beginning. Amen. That's just the beginning. All right, boy, that was a blessing. I needed that. Thank you. You might have a testimony tonight. The sweet spirit here. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face. Amen. I don't know the rest of the words, but that's a good song. There's a sweet, sweet spirit. Does anybody want to give a testimony? Brother Josh, go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to say, you know, of course, I'm very thankful for my salvation. And just looking, being able to look back where I've come from, yes, things have, for me to say everything's been perfect since I got saved, I'd be lying to you.
Yep.
But God's grace has proven to be mightier than I could even imagine or even have thought of.
Yep.
There's still things that are going on, but that that's okay with me because I know that God's just working in my life. To think that He would take the time to personally deal with me.
Amen, brother.
And I just wanted to just give that, just to encourage others out there. I mean, it doesn't take long for us to look around. Even in my junior church, there's nothing that I could do. It's all God.
Yep.
God doesn't come down and make us do anything, but He loves us. He wants us to understand that He loves us.
Amen.
He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus.
Yep.
That's something that I feel as I grow older and as I start to continue to read, I can see it more. If I do not open up my Bible, if I don't get in touch with God, I will not hear from Him. But not only I will not see anything get done, I won't get to see that His work just getting done. And people are falling by the wayside left and right. People that we love,
Amen.
That we know, that we've grown up, that we've got to see come, and God do a wonderful, beautiful thing in their life.
Amen.
And now, that's all it goes back to. It all points back to the Bible.
Yep.
This protection right here. We had our BBS. Put on the whole armor of God. The first thing that we need to do is constantly be in prayer. Get up and spend time with our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Because without Him, we wouldn't have anything.
Yep.
The very breath that we breathe right now is from Him.
Amen.
We can't, like our pastor said before, I can't make my heart beat. I cannot do anything. No matter how strong I feel I am, no matter how much weight you can lift, there you are not even close to what God's power, what He can do. These people out here these shootings going on, these floods going on, it's all like how Patrick said this morning, people are going to their own ways of dealing with problems.
Yep.
So many drugs, so many so many things that this world says that, oh, this is all you need. All we need is what this country was founded on, and that's the Lord.
Amen.
God right here.
Amen, brother.
And, that's just something I just wanted to say. You can look at me, well, brother John, you don't do it. No, that's right. There's nothing that I do. It's all God.
Amen.
It's all because of Him that I'm able to be here today and to know people, to know His people.
Yep.
Get to know the people, to know our pastor, the man of God that He is, that the good Lord has blessed us with. I'm so thankful for him and his family, to see the servant's heart that he has, that he would take time to even, before I started coming here, he got me and my wife, we got married, we got under the word, he showed us some scripture, hey, you need to get married, and then my family, my kids.
Amen.
It's just a blessing to be able to.
Amen.
I can't speak for anyone else. And yes, there's times where I've got discouraged, things have happened. But God has always been there. He's always proven Himself mighty.
Yep.
And my kids are all that they know, all that they're doing is not anything that I've done. It's all because of God and His grace and His mercy. And I'm just so thankful for it. And I guarantee you guys, we're not going to all have the same testimony, but He will give you a testimony that no one can take it.
Amen. Amen.
You can take it if you let Him. But you will always have that testimony.
Amen.
It's no different for anyone else. I'm not any specialer than anyone in this room today, in this church. I'm not nothing. It's all because of Him.
Amen. Amen, brother. That's okay. I know you got a lot on your heart, brother. That's what I want to give you a chance to give a testimony. Amen. Anybody else? Brother Benny, go ahead.
I want to thank God for my salvation and all the things that He's come down in my life. And I'm going to share this kind of protection. And it happened last Friday. I went to pick up Brother Ethan to his house, and we took the loop 288 towards south. And we was running late. I knew that we was running late, and I was on a hurry. And I was passing, a couple lines here and there.
Yeah.
And the last stoplight, I was about to do it without seeing a bicycle driver.
Mm.
So thank God for that.
Yes, sir.
Protecting me and him.
Yes, sir.
If I would have handled it, the circumstances would be different this time.
Yeah.
But thank God. And I remember the word you said, brother, that God protecting us even with anointing.
That's right. Amen.
So Lord, for that, thank you so much. And God bless you all.
Thank you, brother. That's right. That's right. It's testimony of God's protection. Yes, sir. Many times we're protecting, we don't even know it. Like, we just don't even know what might have happened. Anyone else? Brother Mike.
I got a testimony. I was coming. I got a picture of off work, went outside, got myself beat, and was coming back. The sun was right in my eyes.
That's bad.
I went through the intersection, I looked, and I went right through a red light.
Uh-oh.
A solid red. And when the Lord's protecting me to get to church tonight.
Amen.
You know, he's been doing that for me for years and years. But the light was just like, I didn't even see it. So
yeah.
Right on through.
Yeah.
But he's been doing that. I've got some testimony in my life that take a long time. But it's one of the very small things in life that
has had.
Got me in church, in and out of church.
Amen.
So I can share my testimony.
Amen, brother. I was driving on University going, I guess, going westbound, too. I think it was Friday. Well, that sun is it's brutal. Right in your face. Who else? Anybody else? Brother Chazo, go ahead.
Well, certainly,
I'll
thank God for myself.
Amen.
I thank you for this church family. I thank you for a pastor.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
And it stands for the truth.
Yes.
And sounds out of warning. And it needs to be warned again.
Hmm.
I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness.
Amen.
He's done so much.
Amen.
I couldn't begin to have the number of things he's done. But I just thank him.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. My favorite characteristic about our Heavenly Father, as you probably know by now, is His faithfulness. Everything else would pale because we wouldn't be able to trust it. We wouldn't know if it was here today or not. But faithfulness, every day, every day, every day. And you know, nobody's going to change Him. I love that. Nobody's going to change Him. Nobody's going to change what He says. Nobody. That's my testimony. Amen. Anybody else? One more. Miss Sonia, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's a blessing to see you, Miss Sonia. You know, a lot of people miss church for a whole lot less than their husband dying.
Yeah.
I mean, good night. If the milk in the refrigerator is too cold, they don't come to church. You know what I mean? People miss church for a lot less things than your husband dying. But Miss Sonia has not missed one service.
Amen.
And I know it's all because of God's grace and God's safety. And so I give God the glory, and I know she does too. Let's all stand together, if you would, please, as I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to try to pick up where I left off this morning, and I'll not be long, but I'll not be short either. Lest verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Let's pray. Father, we need you tonight. We thank you for your presence already. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us in the prayer meetings and in the song service. And God, thank you for your people and their testimonies. And I know there's others that would be able to say many, many more things. But God, we thank you that you are all sufficient. You are faithful to all of your children. Lord, you love us like we were your only child. Lord, what a blessing it is to know you, to be able to spend time with you. Thank you for your house that we can come to and where you're here with us. And Lord, I pray you'd minister. I pray you'd work in each one of our hearts in a special way tonight. Not because we deserve it, Lord, but because we desperately need it. And Lord, we pray and we know that you said, call unto me and I will answer thee. And Lord, we know know you hear us. And so, Lord, please answer us tonight. Work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I mean, you may be seated. All sufficient grace is the theme tonight, as it was this morning. And if you weren't here this morning, let me just give you a brief recap. We have here the Apostle Paul talking about how he was able to see heaven, go into, get abundant revelations and hear unspeakable words from heaven, from the third heaven. But now as a result of that, he has been given like a gift, and that's what it is, a thorn in his flesh. I told you we were out the other day walking in the woods, and I saw this tree full of these thorns. Now, these things are needle sharp. Now, this is just one little branch, but this thing, you prick yourself on this thing, you're going to bleed. I mean, you're going to bleed. I'm not going to do it for you because I'm not that dumb. But they are sharp. And there was trees just full of them. I don't know. You probably know what kind of tree it is. I'm not much of a tree person, but this is one branch full of thorns. Paul used the term under the inspiration of God, a thorn in his flesh, to buffet him. Take one of these things out, stick it in your side, and just live like that the rest of your life. Yeah. Take one of these out, just poke it in your rib cage here, and just leave it for the rest of your life. See how good that feels. He said it was a messenger of Satan. It was a messenger of Satan to buffet him. The word buffet, we said this morning, it means to literally beat with your fist. That's what it means. The thorn doesn't beat anybody, we know, but the pain is always there. Yeah. The constant, throbbing presence of pain, we said this morning, that was pain that cannot be ignored. It was pain that cannot be overlooked. Pain that cannot be forgotten either. Pain that was real in his life. And we said it was a messenger of Satan that sent. A messenger is an angel.
Yeah.
An angel of Satan is a demon, a devil, an unclean spirit. God allowed this to happen to his choice servant, Paul the Apostle, to keep him humble so that he would not be exalted above measure. But the point that we're learning from all of this is that in the face of this real pain, in the face of this real unquenchable pain, really, that was not going to go away until he went to heaven. In the face of that pain, God says, Paul, I know you hurt. Paul, I know that you are in pain every day. He said it's an infirmity, which means a disease that makes you feeble and frail and weak. And he was not able to ever be 100%, in other words. It was a disease. It was not anything that he could do. He could change. He could not change it. But we said God's answer is what we're looking at here. We're not focusing on the negative. We're not focusing on the hurt necessarily. We've all got plenty of hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now you say, well, I don't have any hurt right now. Well, you better thank God for it.
Amen.
You better get down on your face and thank God for it. But if you will remain faithful to God, I'm you will.
Yeah.
Yea, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yeah. It will come. It may be physical. It may be emotional. It may be mental. It may be financial. It may be relational, as far as other people, your family, friends, whatever. But I'm telling you, it just comes, and it's something that brings pain. It brings real hurt. It brings real heartache. Brings real sorrow. It brings real tears.
Yeah, man, that's right, man.
I mean, come on. When you hurt like that, I don't imagine. I have to believe that there were days where he just, oh God, this hurts.
Yeah.
I don't think he complained about it to the degree of laying down and sucking his thumb, but he did hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
But what I'm going to focus on tonight and this morning and tonight is that God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's all sufficient grace for all of God's children. For all of God's children, for all of our problems. We said quickly this morning, we said Paul had nothing, he didn't do anything wrong to deserve this. In other words, this wasn't a punishment for sin. This wasn't God chastening him for wrongdoing. Now, can I say, I don't want to focus on that, but I just want to say this quickly and we'll go on. if it is sin in your life that God's trying to get out, then you can get rid of that pain by getting rid of the sin.
Right.
I mean, how foolish are we? Sometimes where it's just stubborn pride, I know. But I'm not going to quit doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep doing what I want to do. And God says, okay, well, you're just going to keep hurting. I'm going to keep chastening you. I'm going to keep coming back. Now, but that kind of pain can be gotten rid of after we repent. Jonah didn't stay in the belly of the whale but for 3 days because he repented. But this kind of pain is something that stayed with Paul because it was God's hand of working in his life to keep him humble. And we said this morning, Paul lived like this for 14 years, above 14 years since he saw the revelations, and now he's talking about it 14 years later. What an amazing man, no? An amazing God. Amazing grace. And we said this morning that the pain was a result of Paul being closer to God than anyone else in his life. I mean, he saw things that nobody else had seen. He heard literal things that nobody else had heard. He saw abundant revelations. He had an advantage over people that nobody else had. And dearly beloved, so do we. This is abundant right here. These revelations are abundant. There are many people in many, many countries who do not have any idea what we're sitting here tonight talking about. They don't even know who Jesus is. They've never heard his name. There's people in your neighborhood who don't know what the gospel is.
Right.
There's people on your street that don't know how to be saved.
Right.
They've never been in a Bible preaching church. They have no idea what we're singing about and giving testimony about. Why the preacher would stand up and preach, and why we would pray and cry and weep and rejoice and laugh and sing specials about I Must Tell Jesus. They don't even know who he is. But we've been given abundant revelations, and we've heard God's words spoken to us through his Holy Spirit. What a privilege we have. Listen, we need to understand then that we have an advantage over many other people, and that God's grace is sufficient for us no matter what it brings in our lives. If God's grace was sufficient for this problem, it's sufficient for anything that we go through. But can I say to you, I also said this morning, God's grace did not change the problem.
That's right.
Now, let that sink in for a second. God's grace did not change the problem. Listen, God's grace did not take away the pain. That's Bible Christianity, folks.
That's right.
God's grace did not take away the pain.
That's right.
God's grace, however, was sufficient in the pain.
Amen.
In the pain.
Amen.
Through the pain. In spite of the pain. That's what we're looking at. See, taking it away, and then, that's great, and God, thank you for that. What a blessing. Thank you. But it's more miraculous, and it's much more special to look at somebody who is under great duress for Christ, and yet they keep going. Now, what's the big deal about somebody who has nothing to deal with, and they're serving the Lord? Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. What's the big deal? God took it away. Okay, well, you know, maybe we need to realize that when God doesn't take it away and we keep going by His grace, we're able to be we're able to understand what it really means to depend upon God in that case, because we're walking by His grace. His strength is perfect in our weakness. See, do you understand the difference? If God takes it away, that's wonderful and that is amazing and that's abundant grace, but we don't appreciate it as much as when we have to keep going in the pain and through the pain and in spite of the pain, and then we realize, wow, now I understand why God's grace is so amazing. Paul lived with this for over 14 years. I said God's grace was strength, according to verse 9, in his weakness. Strength in his weakness. What is your weakness? You've got one. I've got too many to list. Okay, we all do. Come on, if we just take our halo off and lay it down for a minute, we all do. Amen. We've got weaknesses, but that's right there in that weakness is where you need to claim and get a hold of and cling to, then cleave to the grace of God. Amen. Because in that weakness is where God's grace is going to be revealed to you. In that weakness is where God's grace is going to mean the most to you.
Yeah.
And we're weak, really, if you think about it, we're weak from head to toe.
That's right.
Head to toe. I mean, every day, everywhere we go. I'm a poet now. I'm starting to rhyme, I know, but I know. God's grace is so sufficient, He can even make you speak in poetry when you didn't know you were going to. But this evening, whatever time it is, I want to talk about a little bit about more about. I want to go a little bit deeper in this grace, and just try to help us be a blessing and understanding a little bit more about this grace. Number one, quickly, it was prayer that gave Paul access to this grace.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Yep.
It was prayer that gives us access to God's grace. Look in verse 8. He says, "For this thing I besought the Lord." The pain was there, and it was at that point he said, "I went to God. I must tell Jesus." You guys sang the perfect song. And girl, the Amazing Grace trio sang the perfect song tonight, because it was prayer that got Paul access to this grace. I don't see Paul complaining about this pain. I don't see him complaining. He simply, for this thing in verse 8, I sought, I begged, I beseeched, I pleaded, I prayed unto the Lord. Three times, he says thrice. But the point is, Paul didn't complain about it. Had he complained about it and just bellyached about it, the grace would have been non-existent.
Right.
Had he just whined about it and made everybody else feel sorry for him, I don't think he would have got the grace. I don't think he would have experienced the grace. Had he just gotten on chat everybody and telling everybody in his workplace how terrible it is to be a Christian.
Right. Yeah. Come on. Preach.
He wouldn't have had access to this grace. God wouldn't have given him grace if he was disgracing the name of God. God, listen. Now, I'm not saying to you tonight that you can't ever come to me and tell me, preacher, I got this thing, and that. But you know what I'm going to do with you before you leave that office, don't you? I'm going to pray with you.
Amen.
And if you've ever come in there, you know that to be true. I pray before you start and after you finish.
Amen.
Why? Because that is where the grace is at.
Right.
We need to go to God. We need to learn how to pray.
Amen.
We need to learn to pray.
Right.
The disciples asked Jesus, they said, "Jesus, teach us to pray."
Amen.
They didn't say, "Teach us how to pray."
Yeah.
They said, "Teach us to pray."
Yes.
Teach us to pray.
Yes.
Teach us to pray. Yes. They saw him praying day and night everywhere they went. And they said, finally, they just finally broke down and said, "I can't take this anymore. Jesus, teach me to pray."
Yeah.
I want to be like you. I realize that you, obviously, you're praying so much, it must be important.
Amen.
Teach me to pray. Paul was praying about this thorn.
Yeah.
Lord, this thorn. This thorn. It hurts. It's pricking me. It's poking me. It's vexing me. It's making me angry. It's making me grumpy. Stressing me out. Whatever all the words you use nowadays. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. It's real. It's real, though. I know preachers who have had nervous breakdowns. Now, did they pray? I don't know. I didn't really find out necessarily. But I know one thing. We need to pray
Amen.
When this thorn is vexing us.
That's right.
Amen. Sit on this thing. Just go ahead and sit on it. And you may scream something, but it may not be. It probably won't be a prayer, but it should be. Listen, he said, "I besought the Lord three times." And now he was honest. Now look what he says here. "I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me." That's okay, folks. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, listen now. There's nothing wrong with saying, "God, please take this away."
Yeah, man.
"Lord, please take this." That's okay. And I'm not saying that's wrong. Okay? Obviously, that sometimes he does.
Yeah.
Thank glory to God right there. Let's stop and have a fit. Hey, man, sometimes he does. And thank God, because I can't have all those thorns in my flesh.
Right. Yeah.
Some of them he takes away.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
But some of them he says, "Not that one."
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you, but not that one. He said, "Not that one. I'm not taking that one away." Okay, so he prayed again. Second time.
Right.
And then he said, "Not that one."
Yeah.
"I'm not taking that one away." Then he said, third time's a charm. Three, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Third time, I know God's going to hear me now. "Lord, please take this thorn out of my flesh. It hurts." And God said, "No, but my grace is sufficient for thee."
Praise the Lord. That's right.
Let's talk about that for a second. He didn't get that answer the first time.
Yeah. Amen.
He didn't get that answer the second time.
That's right.
Good thing he didn't give up.
Amen.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Amen.
We give up real easy, don't we?
Yes, sir.
I said we give up real easy, don't we?
Right.
We are so easy to just give up. Where in the world? Oh, that's why Jesus said, "Oh, ye of little faith."
Yeah.
I mean, you realize he said that to Peter after he walked on the water. You know, our faith doesn't impress God.
Yeah, that's right.
Our faith, most of the time is puny.
Right. Yep.
But Paul didn't give up on the first time. Paul didn't give up on the second time. Paul didn't give up on the third time. He said, "Preacher, I prayed way more than that." Don't give up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's grace is still sufficient.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Keep praying. Because prayer gives you access to that grace. Prayer gives you access to the God, and He's the source of that grace. You understand what I'm saying tonight? When we need help, we should pray, not complain. When we need help, we should pray, not whine. When we need help, we should pray, not quit. When we need help, we should pray, not lay down and die. When we need help, we should pray.
Amen.
Pray. God answered this prayer. Look what it says in verse 9. "And he said unto me," woo, glory.
Amen.
Don't you love it when God says unto you in answer to prayer exactly what you need?
Amen.
Happened to me this week several times.
Amen.
Several. It doesn't happen every week, every day. I'm not going to lie to you, but it happened to me this week several times.
Amen.
And I feel like the weight has been lifted off. I'm just saying to you, God answered some prayers this week.
Amen.
How did he do that? He said unto me.
Yep. Hey.
Now wait a minute. How did he say unto you, preacher? You got some kind of weird phone? No? No, I don't have some kind of weird phone. I have the same thing you do.
Yep.
I have the words of God.
Amen.
Right. Hey.
See, when I pray, it gives me access to God's grace.
Yeah.
And then when He answers, He doesn't have to go outside of His Word. It's right here.
Amen.
This is not really difficult to understand. He said unto me. Well, you've got a whole book full of things that He says unto you. And you need to be in that book. And letting Him, when you pray.
Yep.
You pray, you pray, the grace of God is there, and then God answers that prayer through His Word.
Amen. 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 Amen.
That's
right.
See, I'm talking about you and I needing grace.
Yeah.
Yep.
Needing grace. He said, "I besought the Lord. I begged God. Lord, it hurts." No answer.
Right. Yeah.
"Lord, it hurts." No answer.
Right. Yep.
Lord, it hurts. And I have a feeling, I can't promise you in Scripture, but I have a good idea that third time, he said, I ain't leaving until you answer me.
Right. Yep. Yep.
I'm staying right here, and I'm going to find the answer in this book.
Yep. Amen.
How much time did you spend in this book finding the answer? I don't know. Paul didn't even have a completed scripture. I understand, but we do.
Right.
And God's will would reveal. What was God's will for Paul? To have that thorn in his side.
Right. Yep.
What was God's will for Paul? For him to keep going in spite of that thorn. What was God's will for Paul? For God's grace to be sufficient for Paul. What was God's will for Paul? For God to use Paul as a testimony of God's grace for you and me today.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
If Paul wouldn't have had this thorn, if he didn't keep this thorn, if God's grace hadn't helped him keep going,
yep,
then where would we wouldn't have any example today?
That's right. Right. Yeah. Amen.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 as the Lord leads. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Go back a few chapters there. Verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, notice, and the God of all. See, grace comforts us.
Right.
It strengthens us, but you understand, strength doesn't take away this.
Right.
But comfort does.
Amen.
Wait a minute. He comforts me? Who's writing 2 Corinthians chapter 1? The same man writing 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did he have a thorn in 2 Corinthians chapter 1?
Amen. Yep.
Amen. That's right. Yes? No, yes, that's the answer. Bible college students? Yes. True.
Amen.
He had the thorn in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And he said, now this is the God of all comfort.
Right.
As his pain is throbbing.
Yeah. Amen.
And verse 4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, it's all sufficient grace. Why? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
Amen.
What you're going through today, the grace, the strength, the comfort, God is helping you through it. Because one day, you're going to be able to help somebody else.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But preacher, I don't care about anybody else. I just hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Slow down and pray.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Stop, drop, and pray.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Because the God of all, how is it that Paul could write these words? Well, they're the God's inspired words. I know that, but it's not a lie. It's true, and he was comforted in this very thorn.
Amen.
Why? Because today his words are comforting us.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Today God's grace is helping us.
Amen.
Today, God's helping us eliminate all of our excuses for not continuing on.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. That's right.
Because the God of all comfort comforts us in all of our tribulation.
Amen.
So that we can comfort somebody else. But when? I don't know. But I know if you don't keep praying, it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Keep praying and seeking His face. This is where you're going to find the answer.
Amen.
This is God's Word.
Yep.
God, help me. I don't understand. Help me, help me. My grace is sufficient. Boom. There it is. Where'd it come from? God's Word.
Amen.
God's Word. See, God answers prayer. All of this wisdom and power and understanding and comfort and strength that Paul had, that you and I said, wow, what an amazing man. No, 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 no. It's grace of God.
That's right.
It's through prayer that every one of us has access to.
Amen.
He was not Jesus.
Right.
He was not deity.
Right.
He was not sinless. He was you and me, sinful, born sinner by nature, just like us.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Look in Hebrews chapter 4. Prayer gives us access to God's grace. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Jesus. Oh, thank God. Seeing then we have a great has passed into the heavens. Not until after he finished the will of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, not until after he died for your sins.
Yeah.
Not until after he was buried. Not until after God raised him from the dead, gloriously victorious over all sin, all death, all of Satan, all the world, everything you could ever go through has already been conquered at the cross.
Amen. Yeah.
Now he's passed back into heaven.
Yep.
Amen.
Our high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Now wait a minute, that's the same word Paul used.
Right.
Infirmities. The feeling of our infirmities is pain. Infirmities, diseases, feebleness, weakness, frailty, pain. Don't you dare for a minute, don't forget, Jesus knows the feeling of your infirmity. He knows what you're. He knows the tribulation you're in the middle of. He knows what that thorn feels like. Good night. Remember when they wrapped these up in a circle and they pounded them on his head?
Yeah.
He knows what those thorns feel like.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Amen.
In his flesh.
Yeah.
He's in heaven right now. He's passed on through it. And now he's up there in heaven.
Amen.
And he feels everything you're feeling.
Right.
Yep. He's felt it before.
That's right.
So he never went what I went through. You better stop.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bible, well, he's never had that. Yes, he has. Well, he's never. Yes, he has. Well, he didn't do. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You're not going to outsmart God.
Amen.
I'll say that again. You're not going to outsmart God. You're not going to be able to say, well, that's not true. God's never went through, Jesus never went through what I'm going through. Oh, come on.
Right, yeah. That's right.
He knows. He has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities in all points, tempted like as we are.
Right.
See, the thorn comes. You know what it is? The temptation, Brother Josh? Is to say, forget this, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Forget this.
Yeah.
This man, this hurts.
Right.
That's all it is, dearly beloved, is a temptation to say, forget this.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what happens. That's your first response. Forget this.
Yeah.
Thorns, you can keep the thorns.
Right.
That's the temptation. That's what happens.
Yep.
Why do you think Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me.
Yeah, right. Yep. Amen.
Why? Because he knew that those thorns were going to hurt.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Hurt. He felt the pain. He endured the cross. He felt the pain that you're feeling, that Paul felt, that anybody who ever will feels. He felt it. He knows how you feel. He's been there. And without sin, however, that's the difference.
Right.
Now he says, let us therefore.
Yep.
Look in verse. Therefore.
Yep.
What, therefore, because of Christ, because of our high priest, because of his infirmities, because of his understanding our hurt, because of his knowing what those thorns feel like, therefore, we need to learn how to pray. Let us therefore come boldly where? Unto the throne of what?
Grace. Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Oh, my soul. That right there is worth it all, brethren.
Yeah.
That right there is worth everything. That right there makes me say, Lord, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my King. You're my God. And I'm going to finish this race because you are the only place I can find grace.
Yeah.
That's right. You're not going to find it anywhere else.
That's right.
We're not going to find it anywhere else.
That's right.
We need to come boldly unto the throne of
grace.
Grace.
Unto the throne of
grace. Grace.
Say it again. Unto the throne of
grace. Amen.
By the way, boldly doesn't mean brashly or arrogantly. It means confidently.
Amen.
Why? Because you're God's child.
That's right. Amen.
Confidently, and because we have a high priest interceding for us. We have access into that throne room of that's prayer.
Amen.
That's prayer.
Amen.
That we may obtain mercy, and that's salvation, by the way. And then find grace.
Amen.
To help in time of thorns.
Yeah.
That right there, no, that is a home run for me, brother.
Yeah.
If that's all God ever said to me, I'd probably be all right.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah,
that is a good place to just rest your soul for all eternity.
Yeah.
Right there on that throne of grace.
Yeah. That's right.
Because there's no need that it cannot help. There's no thorn that it cannot get you through. It is all about prayer. 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 This is not going to be fun. I know, but learn how to pray in spite of it.
Amen.
He knows how you feel. Go ahead and just bear your soul to Him. Beseech Him. Plead with Him. Beg with Him. He says, okay, well, maybe I will take it away. Thank God for it. But if not, my grace is going to help you in your need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. That's worth shouting about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man, I feel like having a little bit of fit. Thank God. Where would we be without this grace? Where would we be? I know where we'd be. We'd be in the bottom of the lowest pit.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
But why? Why do some Christians, why are some of them there tonight?
Yeah.
Because they've never learned how to pray. And find the grace to help.
That's right. Amen. Preach.
It's not that they didn't hear it from this pulpit.
Right.
It's not that they didn't hear it from this pulpit. It's not that they didn't understand and see it in the Bible. It's just they did not do it. Therefore, they did not have the grace they needed. Therefore, they did not finish.
Yep, that's right.
God's grace is all sufficient, Miss Annabelle. She can stand up and tell you testimonies that would make us all feel embarrassed.
Amen.
Brother DeShazo could stand up and tell us testimonies, make us feel embarrassed about how much God has done for them in their years of serving the Lord. Make us feel utterly embarrassed about our puny little problems. Amen. But the fact is, the grace of God is sufficient for us just as much as it is for them, just as much as it was for Paul, just as much as it was for all the martyrs in the dark, just as much as it was for D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon, and Billy Sunday, just as much as it is for them, it is for us.
Amen.
And that's worth shouting, amen.
Amen.
At least getting a little bit happy. At least some, a half a smile.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Great.
No, you can't cheer me up, Pastor. You don't know what I'm going through.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to stay like that, you can. But I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to.
Amen.
You don't have to.
That's right.
Speaking of that, that leads me right into the next point. Thank you, Lord. Prayer gives us access to this grace. Prayer gives us an attitude adjustment.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right.
It's getting hot up here. Prayer gives us an attitude adjustment. See, if you go back to 2 Corinthians 12, I'm hurrying, but understand I'm having a good time too. I hope that you'll bear with me in my infirmities. Amen. My weakness is I like to preach, okay? God's grace is sufficient for me and thee. Amen. Okay. In my weakness. All right. Amen. Prayer gives us access to this grace, but notice in verse 8, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. He was trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
His attitude was, I don't want this, Lord. I can't do this. You can't. And that's okay. Again, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. God says, ask. But then he said, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect. Most gladly, therefore. See, Paul's attitude changed. Most gladly, therefore. He wasn't glad in verse 8.
Yeah, that's right.
He wasn't glad in verse 8.
Amen. Yep.
He said, God, take this away.
Right.
But see, prayer gave him an attitude adjustment. Prayer changed his spirit. Prayer changed his outlook. Prayer changed his perspective. Prayer changed Paul.
Amen.
It didn't change the situation. It changed Paul.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, sometimes it does change the situation. I'm not saying that. I mean, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Sometimes it will change the situation, and go ahead and shout, have a fit, praise God, give testimony, tell all the world that God took it away. But listen, sometimes it's just a matter of God working on you. There shall no evil happen to the just. That's a promise. Paul was absolutely just. He was saved. The just, the justified, the righteous, born again Christians, there shall no evil happen to you. Thorn in the flesh feels evil, seems evil, hurts, but God's going to help you. Remember, he was humbling Paul so that he would not be exalted above measure. And Paul's attitude changed because of prayer.
Amen.
If we had a church that really prayed, we would have revival.
Yeah.
We would have revival.
That's right. Amen.
I'm telling you right now, we've got revival coming up in just a few short weeks. It's a meeting. It can either be a meeting or we can meet with God.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to depend on?
Yep.
Whether or not you pray.
That's right.
See, your attitude, your spirit, is going to be different when you come into this place prayed up. That's why I tell you Sunday school teachers, you've got to be prayed up. You've got to be prepared for those kids. You may only have one short chance with them. You've got to be prepared. Your heart's got to be filled with God's presence, God's grace. He had a much different attitude toward his problem after spending time with God in prayer. God's grace is powerful. God's grace is abundant, amazing, and free. And it will make me even glory in my trials if I'll pray.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full and free. We don't have any problem singing that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for this thorn in my flesh. Thank you, Lord, for hurting me beyond measure. Thank you, Lord, for this trial that does not end. I am so thankful, I just can't stand it. I know that didn't rhyme, but we don't sing that.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
We are to give thanks to God for all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You know why we don't? Because we don't pray.
That's right. Amen.
Look at me. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but we don't pray, we don't find the grace. My wife tells me all the time, you know, I know when you're praying and when you're not.
Right.
She knows me better than anybody other than God. I know when you're praying and when you're not. I know when you're right with God and when you're not. I know when your heart's right and when it's not.
Right.
Now, don't you think God probably does too?
Yeah.
Some of you probably do too. You just don't have the nerve to tell me. She loves me. God tells me to. We know what the difference is? Prayer.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I read my Bible, preacher. No. Do you pray?
Yeah.
Paul prayed, and it changed Paul.
Right.
He was glorying in his pain. It's not some type of spooky thing. It's just a matter of getting into God's presence and getting God's grace all over you and realizing, okay, this is God's will. This is God's working. This is God's way to help me and to make me more useful for Him. Therefore, I'll glory in my infirmities because therefore I know the power of Christ will rest upon me, that I'll be more useful for God, that I will be able to see more people saved, that I'll be able to stay faithful to God, that I will glorify the devil in my life. I'll be able to keep going in my race. I won't quit. I won't give up. Why? Because I am alone with God in prayer and His grace just got all over me. But we don't pray. Baptists think, well, we don't need to pray. We got programs. We got phones and technology and computers and tablets and pads, and you know, I can watch somebody pray on TV. I'll just come to church and we'll have a prayer meeting for 10 or 15 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
No, that's not. Paul wasn't in a prayer meeting. He was alone with God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm convicted. I don't know about you. I don't have time. Finally, Paul's life advanced in spite of this problem. 14 years. He didn't go backwards. He kept going forward. We don't have to let the trials, the painful problems, the thorns keep us from moving forward. God's grace, accessed by prayer, is the strength. I've said it. That's the point of the message tonight. This happened to Paul 14 years ago. It didn't stop him. Children of Israel were crossing the Red Sea. Well, they got to the Red Sea. And there was no way around it. And Pharaoh's army was bearing down hard on them. Look in Exodus 14. Exodus 14. Verse 21. Exodus 14, verse 20. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. Moses stretched out his hand. Now, look up here. Listen. Let me read to you a verse for sake of time. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So, lifting up Moses' hand, stretching, that's a picture of prayer.
Yeah.
Moses stretched out. Moses prayed. And the Lord worked. Verse 21, the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And notice verse 22, the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. The sea didn't go away. Listen, the sea didn't go away.
Yeah, that's right.
But they kept moving forward.
That's right.
In answer to prayer.
Amen.
Notice it says that, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. The sea did not go away. As a matter of fact, that had to be very fearful. All God has to do is say, go back. And they're all going to flood. They're all going to drown.
Yeah.
Wall of water, wall of water. The water didn't go away.
Right.
The sea didn't go away. Pharaoh's army didn't go away.
Yeah.
But through prayer.
Yeah.
And God's grace.
Yeah. Hey.
They kept going.
Yeah.
God's grace is all sufficient for all sorrow, all suffering. God's grace is all sufficient for all pain, and all problems. God's grace is all sufficient for all heartaches, all heaviness. God's grace is all sufficient for all trials and for all tears. God's grace is all sufficient for all stress and even setbacks. God's grace is all sufficient for all anxiety and affliction. God's grace is all sufficient for all doubts and fears. See, I'm doubting all this. You better learn to pray.
Amen.
When sin-stricken, burdened, and weary, from bondage I long to be free. There came to my heart the sweet message, my grace is sufficient for thee. Though tempted and sadly discouraged, my soul to this refuge will flee and rest in that blessed assurance. My grace is sufficient for thee. My bark may be tossed by the tempest that sweeps o'er the turbulent sea, but a rainbow illumines the darkness. My grace is sufficient for thee. O Lord, I will press on with courage. Though rugged the pathway may be, sustained and upheld by your promise, your grace is sufficient for me. And soon, oh, very soon, the warfare will be over. And my Lord, face to face I shall see. And I'll prove, as I dwell in His presence forever, His grace was sufficient for me. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, that's the message, Lord. God, how we need to pray. How we need to learn to pray.